Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour here. Football Sunday, Christian Arkin, Mego, Scheim, Thomas back there, boy band Thomas back there.
That song
getting
rips.
Down. It does.
Oh, it's so good.
Absolutely does.
It's kind of basic.
Oh.
It's like, ooh,
what? How dare you?
Kind of a basic.
Compared to what?
I don't know, like Backstreet's Back. That's more of a banger.
More of a banger than I Want It That Way? No, yeah. Different type of song, Mego.
Yeah, one is a banger.
Backstreet's Back is like
this
up. Well, okay. One's a love song and one's like, hey, we're back and we're cool. Like those are two different sentiments being expressed.
Backstreet's Back is more about like declaring yourself.
Right.
Back.
Yeah. I Want It That Way is about someone you're in love with. It's two different songs.
Yeah, we're in love
with very different types of songs.
Since Scheim is talking about the Patriots being fully back, I would do Backstreet's Back, but I'm not the producer on this show, and nobody asks until, you know,
Mego notoriously hates my rejoins. I will never forget the very first time I produced was with Mego, and I played All Star by Smash Mouth from Shrek, and she goes, I just want to let you know, Thomas, I hate this song, and it has stuck with me ever since.
I'm not trying to be a hater. I know a lot of people love that song.
You kind of seem like a hater.
Even just, like, ironically, I don't like that song.
My friends and I used to sing I Want It That Way at karaoke.
Really?
As a group. Yeah, the three of us would go up on stage.
Cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Cool.
Really kind of crushed it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm like that, like you. I'm like that with Imagine Dragons. Any Imagine Dragons?
Oh, yeah.
Song.
Oh, you
That's
hate Imagine Dragons?
Too.
I don't like any
it's
of that.
Bad.
I like that Radioactive song, and since then I've hated every song they've made.
Yeah, to be fair, like they were better before they were on the radio all the time.
Yeah. And
Excuse
making songs
me?
For like car commercials.
Yeah, before, like their album before they got really big was really good.
So
and
you
I
were like back when they were an indie band.
Yeah, when I heard them, I was on the
you
before
saw them,
everybody else.
You saw them in a basement in Brooklyn.
Nope,
and
just
you were
heard
like,
the album. It was
this
real good.
Band, Imagine Dragons.
These dragons are going to be cool, man.
these dragons are flying to the
that
top.
That one was good.
Not sure if you can tell, but it's a bye week here on Football Sunday. But we will get back to your phone call. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We will reset on our biggest thoughts of the day. Here we never got to our unsung heroes of the team, and looking ahead to the Buffalo matchup, Buffalo's taking on the Cincinnati Bengals here at 1 o'clock. Do we have that game, Thomas? Can you look up what game?
No,
we
have Steelers Ravens today.
We have Steelers Ravens. Tremendous. Okay, so there's a lot of good games today.
Yeah,
certainly with contenders
in the
AFC.
We also have Bears Packers here on EEI.
Bears Packers 4:25. That game is kicking off. Another good one there. Division game, and we'll continue with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Right now, let's go to Richie in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Richie.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to weigh in on the running back and the running game situation. We're not pounding the rock like the old Redskins teams, but you take away a few of Travion Henderson's big runs, and we're not 11-2. Using the pass to set up the run is Josh McDaniel's trait, and I think that's great. As far as, but when you get down to the red zone, you can't pound the rock, then you have an issue. So, I think they need to improve on it, but hey, we are back in the conversation. Glad to hear it. Having a great year.
All right, thank you, Richie. Not just bagging the conversation. The Patriots kind of are the conversation right now. Like, the Patriots are the main, the AFC anyway, maybe not for the whole Super Bowl. There's still, you know, all those teams in the NFC that I think the general consensus is these are the best teams in the league, and the Patriots are the best team in the AFC. And there's maybe some people who don't even agree with that, but I think that right now, as far as the AFC is concerned, the conversation is the Patriots. Like, this, you can't have a conversation about the AFC without them. Like, is there a team that can figure out what to do about them? Is there a team that really matches up well with them in the playoff? Like, all of that now has become the conversation. They're the focus of the conversation.
That and the fact that the AFC is so much weaker than it has been in quite a long time, right? Like, this is a year where the Buffalo Bills have been inconsistent, but they still have Josh Allen. The Ravens do not look like the Ravens of the last few years. The Chiefs might miss the playoffs. Joe Burrow has been hurt, so his team might miss the playoffs. Like, you might get a slate of AFC playoff teams that have never proven anything outside of the Buffalo Bills, and they still haven't even made a Super Bowl. They could be the most experienced playoff team entering the playoffs in the AFC this year.
It could
and
be
that's saying a lot.
Patriots, Broncos, Jaguars, Chargers, Colts, Bills, Texans.
Yeah. What year
like,
is
that
it?
That could be the slate.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
That's wild.
It's insane really to think crazy. That's possible. That you would get three teams from the AFC South is crazy to me. But, I mean, that's the position you're in, and that's why I think it's really important that you take advantage of that. Right? You have an opportunity here. If you get the number one seed and everybody has to come to Gillette, there's really no excuse for not being this close or in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be there.
And Lamar Jackson, those Ravens may not make it. If they lose to the Steelers and then the Patriots beat them, like, that's it for them, too. And it's Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers as a potential playoff matchup for you.
Unbelievable.
Like, I know that they lost to them this year at one point. I know that happened. But, like,
turnovers.
If they played them now, I don't think, you know, it'd be a huge spread. It'd be like 10.5 points, probably.
Yeah, at least a touchdown, minimum. Yeah, and it's just, so it's crazy to think that the Patriots are, like, the best team in the AFC, and they are. And they are, you're right, Arkin, they are the conversation right now.
Yeah, they are, 100%. 617-779-7937. How about our guy JP in NP? What's up, JP?
Gloves, Arkin. Good morning. BST Beauty, hello. And Shime, I got a name for you. Sorry last time I didn't. I'm going with Spock because you bring the logic to every show you're on.
Thank you. No matter
what's going on, you're there with a clear thought.
Appreciate you. A
couple of random thoughts.
Really nice.
Wouldn't we be going with New Kids on the Block, the right stuff? Because that's what Vrabel's doing with the Patriots, and you got the Donnie Wahlberg tie-in. So I think that's a better song to play.
I think that's a little before Thomas's time, JP. But I did. Well,
so is Backstreet Boys.
That's true, actually. Yeah.
Thomas
that's
is like, a child.
That's like classic rock for
I'm
him.
I'm 22. I'm not a child.
That is a
he
child.
Can legally drink.
Backstreet Boys is like their Led Zeppelin, you know? You know what I mean? Like, if you think about it, that's kind of where they're at. Anyway, go ahead, JP.
You can get Donnie up there at one of the games at halftime. It'd be awesome.
I bet he's available.
As far as McDaniel's holding plays back in that, I disagree, but is that like Odyssey holding Mego back from having her own show, that they're going to break that news right when it really gets near crunch time? You need it, Mego. Never mind just nighttime and on weekends. I think left tackle is still the most important thing, all kidding aside. With the things you talked about, I still need to know we can protect them from the blind side, and hopefully we can get, you know, a left tackle back by the end of the season. But that, to me, is the thing. Can we keep them upright the rest of the year?
All right, JP, thanks for the call.
That's a good point. We haven't talked much about Will Campbell. He was in the locker room the other day hanging out with the team. So he's around, and we know that he's going to be out for – 4 games. Again, not 4 weeks.
Yep.
4 games.
Yep.
So that the bye week does nothing for you.
Correct.
About getting Will Campbell back earlier or saving time or anything like that. Are we all just like kind of penciling him in? Yeah, he's going to be back. And there's a chance that we got to depend on Vidarian Lowe out there a little bit longer than people think.
I'm not guaranteeing anything.
No, I don't think anybody's penciling him in. I think what's happened is we faced a good pass rush in Brian Burns and Abdul. Well,
three quarters of Abdul.
Yeah. Yeah, so 3/4 of Abdul Carter in the Giants, and Vidarian Lowe was good. And so I think a lot of people aren't yet concerned. I think once you see if you see a bad Vidarian Lowe game, like you saw a lot last year, those concerns might return. But as for right now, like I don't know, maybe Vidarian Lowe can come in and give you enough.
Vidarian Lowe, it's like he is like fine out there, right? You said serviceable. I'll say fine. He has a problem staying available, though.
Yeah, true.
That's,
fair point.
That's the other shoe that I think could drop here as you're waiting and seeing how long it will take Will Campbell to come back and whether he'll be there in the playoffs. Is if something happens to Vidarian Lowe, then you're going to another rookie in Marcus Bryant, who is really untested in a spot like this.
And so I think, too, like that also adds to the fact that, and I hate to look back like this again, but one of the reasons we were kind of upset with the trade deadline and not adding any depth anywhere. Like, this is a, you knew offensive line injuries somewhere were going to happen eventually because they just always do. And you could have just gotten some sort of depth there. You didn't have to trade much. You didn't have to trade for one of the best tackles in football, but you needed a guy who could step in and be an NFL left tackle or an NFL tackle in general if somebody got hurt, and they didn't do that. Like, and so that I think you can also bring up as a misstep by the Patriots looking forward.
Yeah, I think that they probably had to feel like the prices were too high for something that would essentially be insurance. Yeah. And now you need it, so you look at it and say you should have had that insurance. But
yeah,
really, like,
I just think that the bigger
miss with the trade deadline would be getting someone for the pass rush or would be getting someone to add to the running game. And they just didn't want to pay the prices.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. The Buffalo Bills taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. I know we already asked this question. Let's refresh it here. Do we think the Bills winning or losing is better for the Patriots today?
Yeah, I think it's better to lose. We don't want them to have a ton of momentum. They got a bunch against the Steelers. They feel like they can be physical with any team in football on the offensive line, even without their starting tackles. I would like to see Joe Burrow knock them down just a peg, just to have them coming into Gillette on a down note.
Yeah, I always think it's better to get a team coming off a loss. I know some people look at that situation and say, well, say like, oh, they're going to be all fired up and now they're going to, you know, they're going to try to get right against you. I just think you're in a different position this year with the team that you are, and you want to see the Bills as most lacking in confidence as they can be.
Is there a chance the Bills miss the playoffs, you think? Like, with the Patriots, the
There's
Bengals,
chance,
and
yeah.
the Eagles on their schedule?
But no.
If they lose all three of those games,
do the end of their slate again?
So they have Bengals, Patriots, Browns, Eagles, Jets. So Bengals, Patriots, Eagles are the three big ones. If they were to lose all three of those games, that puts them at, what, seven losses or eight? Seven losses.
Yeah, they'd be
10-7. Do you think they get in at 10-7?
Yes.
I do.
I think 10's enough, but it'll be just enough.
The Colts might go into a free fall.
That's true, too.
Daniel
Jones is playing with like a hairline fracture. And
Colts are already kind of in a free fall right now.
That's what I mean. I mean, they might really spiral out.
They could also bounce back and beat the Jaguars today, you know? So it's like, I don't know. I don't rule. I mean, the Bills are the seventh seed right now. They're not like securely in the playoff picture here. I think there's a chance that things go bad and Sean McDermott gets fired and you are in a situation where you enter the playoffs with no Lamar Jackson, no Josh Allen, no Joe Burrow, and no Patrick Mahomes.
Well, who would you rather see if you were the Patriots then in the playoffs? Would you rather see the Bills or the Texans? Because the
Bills.
Texans
That's
are the eighth seed right now.
I'd rather see the Bills.
I think
That's
I'd rather see
point.
The Bills. Yeah, just the way that they're playing. Although I may think very differently after this week and after next week. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're going to break here early because coming up next, after Shime gets you caught up on what's trending, we have Patriots Jeopardy. Feel free to play along at home. It's going to be Shime against Mego with me playing the role of Ken Jennings, and Thomas will be Johnny Gilbert. And that's all coming up right after Shime gets you caught up on what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
I just pictured Thomas trying to do the voiceovers like Johnny Gilbert. That would be tremendous. I need that. Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Your New England Patriots are on the bye this week. A couple of guys coming off IR in the NFL. Jaden Reed is going to be active for the Packers today against the Bears. Omarion Hampton will come off IR and be active for the Chargers against the Eagles on Monday Night Football. In the 1 o'clock window, we've got the Seahawks at the Falcons, the Bengals at the Bills, Titans at Browns, Commanders at Vikings, Dolphins at Jets, Saints at Buccaneers, Colts at Jaguars, and the Steelers are at the Ravens. In the 4 o'clock window, we've got the Broncos at the Raiders, the Rams are at the Cardinals, and the Bears are at the Green Bay Packers. We've got a triple header of those games for you right here on WEEI. In the 1 o'clock window, we'll have Steelers at Ravens right here, the Bears at the Packers in the 4 o'clock window, and on Sunday Night Football right here on WEEI, you can hear the Houston Texans taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. Kickoff for that one is at 8:20. in non-football news, your Boston Bruins beat the Devils yesterday 4-1. Morgan Geekie continued to roll. He now has 22 goals on the season. He's two back of Nathan MacKinnon, the league leader in goals scored in the NHL.
Geek Squad.
Geek Squad, baby. The Bruins also tweeted out, Morgan Geekie Geekie. We can't be copying the Drake May stuff. Can't do it. It doesn't work. Stop. The Celtics are in Toronto to take on the Raptors today. Tip-off for that one is at 3:30. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, you heard the man. It is time for Jeopardy. No Ted today, so no top Ted list. That means instead what we're going to do here is we are going to pit the two greatest football minds that we can find, Chris Schein, Megan Ottolini, against each other here as we do the ultimate Patriots quiz. Patriots Jeopardy. Now, we have four categories, and each category has five questions, 100 through 500 points. You guys have your sheets right there, but for the listening audience, let's get to right now, Thomas, your categories. We have home states.
This is so good.
Where I will give you two players, and you have to tell me what state they're from.
Okay.
Notable plays, rare occurrences, and Teddy's teammates. Ted Johnson is not here, but all of these questions and Teddy's teammates, the correct answer will be someone or someones that Ted played with. All right, we flipped a coin. Actually, we didn't. I'm just going to say Mego can go first because she's sitting closer to me.
Okay.
Mego, you have control of the board. Where would you like to start?
I'm going to start this absolute ass beating that I'm about to take. With home states for 300.
Can I ask, are we buzzing in or is she just getting the opportunity and I can steal?
You can steal.
Just yell out the answer.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just yell out the answer. Once it's out there, once I ask, whoever yells out the answer first wins.
Got
okay?
It.
All right, for 300, here are the two players. You got to tell me the name, the state that they're from. Pop Douglas, Carlton
Florida.
Davis.
damn it.
Florida is correct. Mego on the board with 300 points. All right, Mego, you control.
Do I have to let the question finish?
No, you don't.
I can? Okay.
You guys can just start yelling.
So I have, okay. Notable plays for 200.
Notable plays for 200. The Patriots beat the Falcons 24-23 thanks in large part to a missed extra point late in the fourth quarter by this familiar Atlanta kicker.
Parker Romo.
Parker Romo is correct. Scheim gets that one. 200 for Scheim and control of the board.
Let's go to home states for 500, please.
Okay. Home states for 500, you said?
Yeah.
For 500, Robert Spillane and Vidarian Lowe.
Ooh, I don't know this.
What is Illinois?
Illinois is correct.
Whoa!
I knew Spillane had family that went to Notre Dame, nice. So I just kind of swung.
Well done, Scheim. All right,
keep
going.
Wait, you knew that?
His grandfather went to Notre Dame.
That's in Indiana.
Oh, is it? Well, there you go. I got
lucky. I still got Illinois.
Hey,
all right.
Hell yeah. Well, let's go rare occurrences for 300, please.
Rare occurrences.
Yeah, 300.
For 300. Okay, for 300. Drake May's two rushing touchdowns this season occurred in the first 4 weeks of the season against these two teams.
Who is Carolina and Tennessee? Damn.
Got half of that right.
Damn.
Scheim, you got a guess?
I don't want to lose points. I'm not going to guess.
Damn,
we're not playing that you lose.
Oh,
points.
Yes.
Okay. Then I will guess. What is Carolina and the Raiders?
No. Also wrong. We were looking for the Panthers. That was the one you both got right, and the Dolphins.
That's right. I remember
the
that.
Panthers and the Dolphins.
So we don't lose points for incorrect answers.
You
right,
do not.
To know.
No. Right now, Scheim leads 700 to 300. Scheim, you still have control. Go ahead.
Let's go with notable plays for 300, please.
Notable plays for 300. Drake May's longest completion of the season occurred week 10 against the Bucks when he connected with this pass catcher for a 72-yard touchdown. Kyle Williams.
Damn.
Is correct. That was 300 as Scheim now breaks the into 1,000 points now. Go ahead, Scheim. You continue to
Let's go notable plays for 400, please.
Notable plays for 400. In the Patriots' Week 8 win over the Browns, this Cleveland linebacker and heavy odds-on favorite...
Who is Myles Garrett?
...to win Defensive Rookie of the Year...
Oh, Carson Wentz.
Damn it!
Recorded his first career interception.
Out,
it was Carson Wentz.
Garrett's also not a linebacker.
I just jumped
no.
in.
No. All right. Scheim
all
in the
I
lead.
All I heard was defensive, and I was like, Garrett!
Carson Schweisinger was correct. All right, go ahead, Scheim.
Give me Teddy's teammates for 300, please, RK.
Teddy's teammates for 300. There's no daily doubles in case you're trying to hunt those.
I was.
We do not have those.
We're not doing that?
No, I didn't.
That's like the whole strategy of the game.
I don't have a final Jeopardy.
I do.
All right.
It's a good thing there's not negative points because, wow.
For 300, this longtime fan favorite who played 13 seasons all in New England led the Patriots in rushing yards in the year 2000.
Oh. Who's Kevin Falk?
Kevin Falk is correct. Kevin Falk is correct.
Can I go get a snack?
It's a bit of a runaway so far here, not going to lie.
I told you I was going to get an ass beating.
Scheim?
Let's go notable plays for 500, please.
Notable plays for 500. The Patriots' Week 1 loss to the Raiders began with Vegas QB Geno Smith finding this wideout.
Trey Tucker.
For what?
How do you even remember that person existing?
Wow. I have Trey Tucker on a fantasy team.
That explains it.
That was the first of many opening drive touchdowns allowed by the Patriots defense. Trey Tucker starting a trend. I bet he didn't even realize he would be.
I'm kind of done with this.
Let's go home states for 400, please, Arcan. I'm having fun.
Whipping. For how much?
400,
for
please.
For 400, okay. For 400, Milton Williams and Christian Gonzalez.
Oh,
what is California?
That was going to be mine, too, I thought. I will go with, what is Georgia?
We were looking for Texas.
Oh, wow. I don't think of Gonzalez as a Texas guy.
Me either. I thought California was first instinct as well.
No, okay.
Let's go home states for 200, please, Arcan.
Home states for 200, Marcus Jones and Kayshawn Booty.
Ooh.
Oh,
what is Louisiana?
Louisiana is correct. Mego. Needed that one.
I really needed that one. Really needed that. All right. Give me home states for 100.
For 100, Garrett Bradbury and Drake May.
Oh, North Carolina. I said it right.
You did say
but
it right.
But I said it in the right Jeopardy way.
But you haven't had to the entire time.
Oh, yeah. I guess we haven't really been saying that.
But come on.
Whatever. I'm giving it to Mega.
Yes.
What the hell? Come on.
It's
pity
100 points. Come on.
I will take the pity points.
What's
okay, give me rare occurrences for 400.
Rare occurrences for 400. Of the Patriots' 11 wins this season, the only game in which they began the fourth quarter trailing was this one.
They began the fourth quarter
trailing. The Buffalo Bills?
Oh, of their 11 wins, when were they?
The only fourth quarter comeback that they've had to make.
Like, I have this on the front of my brain, and I can't grasp it. I think we've probably run out of time on this one.
Take a guess. You don't lose points.
I know, but...
Just pick a team.
Who are they down against? It was recent, wasn't it?
Take a swing, Mega.
Was it Bengals?
No. We were looking for the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Trailed
sneaky,
going
sneaky.
Into the fourth quarter against the Dolphins. All right. Rare occurrences. Mego, go ahead.
Okay, I still have this?
Yes.
Do I have to stay in rare occurrences, you said?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
What number was that?
Give me Teddy's teammates for 200.
Teddy's teammates for 200. This teammate of Teddy's, who was drafted in 2001 and then traded in 2009, was a three-time first-team All-Pro and a five-time Pro Bowler with the Patriots. Wrong.
Traded in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, drafted in 2001.
I knew we went to the Bengals. That's why I guessed Mankins, but clearly, not right. He was drafted much later than that. I think.
I don't know.
Can I just pity swing?
Sure.
Is it Matt Light?
Nope. Richard Seymour. We're looking for Big C. Richard Seymour.
Wiggy helped draft him.
I've got some real Famer blank spots there. We're blanking out on a couple of these.
All right. Keep going, Mega.
Okay. Have we done notable plays for 100?
Notable plays for 100. In a Week 2 win over the Dolphins, Mike Vrabel went viral for sprinting down the sideline as this player returned to kickoff 90
Who
yards.
Who is Marcus Jones?
Both of you are wrong. You're both wrong.
Antonio Gibson.
It was Antonio Gibson, but you don't get points for that because you both yelled out
the
wrong answer.
Give me rare occurrences for 500.
Rare occurrences for 500. This one's tough. I haven't said that about any of these yet.
Oh, good.
This Patriots rookie draft pick.
Richard Seymour.
This Patriots rookie draft pick recorded his first and only tackle of the season against Cincinnati.
Who's Braden Swinson?
That is correct. He got it. I forgot Braden Swinson was even on the team.
All right, Shime, you get the board
there
now.
There you go. All right.
Let's go
with the board.
Rare occurrences for 200.
Rare occurrences, 200. The Patriots have one scoop and score touchdown this year on defense thanks to this linebacker.
Ka'Lavon Chaisson.
That's right. Ka'Lavon Chaisson forced the fumble and recovered it. Cam Ward, yeah. Didn't even hit him. Just knocked the ball in the air and ran and kept running.
Let's go rare occurrences for a hundo.
Rare occurrences for 100. In the Patriots' week one loss to the Raiders, this wide receiver accomplished the rare feat of scoring a touchdown reception while finishing with negative receiving yards.
Who is Pop Douglas?
Pop Douglas.
Man, he's had an interesting season.
He really has. That was very weird,
because he had that, like, 7-yard loss, I think.
Yeah.
All right, I believe that is it for rare occurrences.
Yep, we're just in Teddy's teammates now. Let's go with Teddy's teammates for 400, please.
For 400, Teddy's teammates. These teammates of Ted are the only defensive players that played in all four Super Bowls that Ted played in, 96, 01, 03, and 04. These three guys.
Three of them?
Yes.
Who is Ty Law, Willie McGinnis, and... Oh, crap. Oh, no. I'm an idiot.
Can I say Ty Law, Willie McGinnis, Brewski?
Mego got it. Mego got it. Brewski was the last one. Yes. He didn't start. He wasn't a starter in 96, but he was on the team, and I believe he did play in that game. So there you go. Mego gets that one.
Okay, I'm scared of this next one, but let's go for it. Teddy's teammates, 500.
Teddy's teammates for 500. We haven't done the 100 on this one yet either, by the way. In 1997, Ted recorded a career-high 4 sacks, while his fellow linebacker, this guy, led the team with 9 that year in 1997.
I feel like you wouldn't give us the same answer twice.
I would not.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say him.
It's not anyone I've mentioned. I'll tell
97.
You yep. 9 sacks. Led the team.
Oh, man.
I think that's buzzed.
Ty Warren?
Chris Slade. Looking for Chris Slade, who I liked. I liked Chris Slade. I was a big
fan. All right, let's finish it up. Teddy's teammates for 100.
For 100, excuse me, getting all choked up here. In 1999, this teammate of Ted and fellow rookie took home Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Who's Terry Glenn?
Nope.
Mego,
nothing? looking for Curtis Martin.
I was going to say him, but I thought he was drafted earlier. How many?
No, no, no. Same year. One of the best drafts the Patriots have ever had. And there
you
go.
I can't wait to hear this score.
Okay, it's going to take a while to tally all this up. Mego, not take long for you. That's 1,000 points for Mego.
All right, well done for me.
1,000 for Mego. And for Cheyenne, we got 7, 1,000, 17, 22, 27, 29. 3,000.
He already told you. He's Mr. 3,000.
Well, I know, but I didn't trust him, so I was going to do it myself.
Totally
so there
fair.
You go.
What does he win?
Shime wins. I don't know. Aren't you giving away Drake May helmets or something like that? No. What do we think this is? You think we got a budget on this show?
You made boards.
Yeah.
I thought that you would have.
Actually,
like
Thomas made the boards. I just sent him the questions. So that was
all
Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
We don't have a budget on this show. What do you think? I have money for prizes?
Yeah.
What are you nuts?
I thought QB under the tree every day this week.
That's what I was saying. You steal one of those.
Maybe you'd give him a trophy or something.
I might get yelled at for that.
Steal the Cam Newton one. No one will care.
Or the Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know there was a Brissett. There's a Brissett one, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's a bummer if you. Get
I mean, he's lighting it up for the. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, or his jersey is at least
in the Cardinals Hall of Fame.
No, in the NFL Hall of Fame for having all-time completions record in
that's
a single
true.
Game with 47.
Wow.
The text line
proud
says a rare occurrence for 500 when Shime gets a pick right.
I mean, on Pick Talk, we're 20-16 this year. So.
That's pretty good. That's actionable.
20-16.
Yeah,
that's almost even.
It's four games above even. That's 56%. Okay.
Breaking even is what you hope for. If you're over even, then you're doing okay.
And some of those picks were plus money picks because I pick a lot of touchdown scores. So there you go.
Okay. Yeah. Those aren't normal picks.
I think we're technically up 3.6 units, if you will, on the season.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What does units mean?
So like a unit is just whatever your normal betting unit is. So whether it's $20, $50, $100, $10, $1, doesn't matter. A unit to you is just your normal betting amount.
I don't like that. I don't like when people say units. I don't like when people talk about, look at my units. First of all, it sounds weird.
I like
second
it.
Of all,
I
feel like
it's
very subjective. I know you like looking at
it. Yeah, it just depends on how much money you wager on every bet. Like it varies by person. So a way to just make it easier is you just take the units number, so plus 3.6, multiply it by whatever your normal unit is.
See,
and boom,
already.
There's
you
your problem.
Is
right
that
now,
the meaning of G unit?
Yes.
Wow.
That's exactly
I
it.
I never put that together.
No one ever put that together before except you. Speaking of G-Unit, you're watching the Diddy documentary?
I
know,
but I've heard about it.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to say, worthwhile. Is it an interesting watch?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because 50 hates Diddy, correct?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
50 Cent made it?
50 Cent is the executive producer of it.
I saw it pop up it's on Netflix, right?
Yes.
I saw it pop up on Netflix, and I thought that's kind of odd because a lot of the Netflix documentaries, you know, they get kind of final cut from the subject of the documentary, at least on the sports side in many cases. So I thought, that's odd. If this is a Diddy documentary, how is this working out?
Yeah.
Someone on the text line is saying Ty Law didn't play in one of the Super Bowls. Did he miss one of the Super Bowls that they won? Did he miss like 03 or 04?
Did you once again screw up one of your answers?
No, I don't think so. Because he definitely played in 97, right? He definitely played in that one. So which one didn't he play in? Maybe
Ty Law was a New England Patriot in 2004.
Yeah,
he might not have played in it. He only played 7 games that season. I don't know if he was hurt.
Oh, that could be. Maybe he was injured. Maybe he was injured.
He's on the
year.
Team though.
Yeah, he was on the team.
It was good enough. Your question wasn't wrong, Arcade.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
What's going on with the selections right now?
I mean, I'll say this: it's way better than the quiz we tried 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah,
that was the worst.
These
thing
were all correct answers.
That may have been the worst thing I've ever done on the radio, like in my life.
I gotta tell you. I think my favorite new thing, and Mego hates it. My favorite thing about working with Arcand is his love of quiz shows. Because
stresses me out. It's like taking a test all the time.
I love quiz shows. They're so much fun.
I enjoy that myself. All right, we're gonna take a break here. When we get back, it is time to get real greasy. Greasy, greasy, greasy. We got a lot of games to get to, a lot of bets to tell you about, a lot of wagers we want to make, and with no Patriots to cloud our judgment, it's all just pure degeneracy. That's coming up next, the Degenerate Hour here on Football Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Wow, Tom Brady, finally some validation for these Patriots from him. Wouldn't pick him over the Bucks. Now they're number one in the power rankings. Very, very nice to hear. And nice to see. Football Sunday here. Christian Arcan, Mego, and Chris Scheim. If you want to jump in, you got to do it quick because we don't have a lot of time left. It's 617-779-7937. And you can text the show at that number as well. Yes, Mego?
May I clear something up?
Sure.
Because there is an ugly rumor about me that's out there.
Oh, what?
And the text line is chiming in with it right now. I do not drive a reindeer car this time of year. I've never put antlers on my car. That's not my style. And if you see someone who looks like me driving around a reindeer car, know that it's not me. There's no nose on my car. I don't turn my car into a reindeer.
Okay.
Do you put like Christmas lights on your car?
No, I don't do that.
Maybe you don't have them on your car, but let's not act like that's not your style, first
it's
of all.
It's not my style.
Okay, and where were you this past weekend?
I was in Kennebunkport, Maine. It was beautiful.
And how were you and your family dressed?
We were dressed as a team of sled dogs. Uh-huh. We were in the hat parade. You're supposed to put together a costume and parade through downtown Kennebunkport.
They dressed like furries is what they did.
Well,
they all looked like dogs.
We were wagging our tails. We won second place.
Yes, and you're telling me...
Sick brag, bro.
It was.
So you're saying that you all dressed like dogs and you all marched in a parade, but that putting antlers on your car is not your style.
I don't put antlers on my car. I don't know if that
jives to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like those are all part of the same style.
I will say I like when people put the little Christmas wreath on the front of their car. I think that looks very cute.
Do you put like the elves legs hanging out of your your trunk?
I actually have half of like a witch that's sticking out of my car at Halloween time.
Nice.
And no, I don't do that. First of all, I don't want that stuff flying off my car on the highway. Like, that scares the crap out of me.
That's fair.
I was in college when the Patriots won the Super Bowl, and after they won, I put a flag, like one of those. You ever see those? Like, the flags on the door?
Outside Gillette all the time.
I got pulled over so much. Like, I just kept getting pulled over.
Why?
By Denver, because I was in Colorado, and they saw the Patriots flag and pulled me over. It's just that started happening like once a month. Like,
that's
I was just
amazing.
Like,
how long did it take you?
I mean, I was drunk each time.
No,
I'm just kidding. I don't do that.
Horrible.
But that happened a lot. The Patriots flag, I just kept getting pulled over. So that was weird. Anyway, it is time to get even more degenerate than that as we get to our picks for the weekend and for today here on Sunday. Let's hear it, Thomas.
Cash rules everything around me. Queen, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
This is the time of the show when we get real degenerate.
I'll take the Browns and the points at +8.5.
So give me Geno and the Raiders.
I can't bet against Indiana Jones.
I'll take Tennessee.
You are a degenerate.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's an easy, easy Chargers bet.
So it's a terrible game, but it's the perfect game to bet.
I'm not sure. Have you, like, played football?
No, indeed, we have not, Mac Jones, but that doesn't mean we can't talk about it, and it doesn't mean we can't make some picks for the weekend. Mega, we got a big slate of games here in the 1 o'clock hour. No Patriots to cloud our judgment or make us, you know, start thinking passionately with our hearts instead of our heads. This is all just football, out of conference, out of division, out of the team. No Patriots to worry about. What do we got today, Mega?
Okay, well, even though there are no Patriots this week, you do have the Buffalo Bills on the 14th. So let's start with Bengals at Bills. Shime, I'll toss it over to you.
Yeah, I don't like this number. Six is a lot here. I'll take the Bengals. I'm not super confident in it. I would just square play the over 54.5 and hope that it's a shootout and have some fun. But I'll take the Bengals.
You're right to be thinking that way about the over, because 49% of the bets are on the over, 69, very nice, percent of the money is on that over as well, and 66% of the money is on Cincinnati to cover the 6 or 6.5, depending on what book you get it in. I do think Buffalo looked great against Pittsburgh. I think the Bengals are really starting to come alive here defensively and with Joe Burrow, so yeah, I might even look at it's plus 235 on the money line. That might be worth a sprinkle right there, honestly. Yeah. I think that's the type of game we might be seeing here. I think it'll be closer than 6.
Another big AFC game, you have the Colts at the Jags. Arcan?
Okay, Colts and Jags is one that I'm interested in here. I think that the Colts could be really hovering on the brink of a total collapse. They are road favorites, and they do have a slight edge when it comes to the money. 50%, it's 50-50 on the bets, 53% on the money. But I'm going to ride with Liam Cohen and my Jacksonville Jaguars at home, plus 1.5 or 2.5, depending on what you can get there at home. They're hot right now, and they're home dogs. That's an easy one for me.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Colts here. I will lay the 2.5. I will take the Colts. I just think the Colts are a better football team. I don't know what to expect of the Jaguars. They're so weird. They are chaos agents, as we mentioned earlier. They're so unpredictable. I'll lay the 2.5. I think the Colts are a better football team. I'll take the Colts.
Okay, let's go to a very ugly game, Shime. This is going to be Titans at Browns.
Yeah, this game is disgusting. Only degenerates bet on this game. So I'll take the Browns. Let's lay the 4.5 points. Give me the Browns. I think Cam Ward is still struggling. 59.7% completion percentage, as we mentioned earlier, the same as Trevor Lawrence. It's not been good. The over-under on this game is only 33, which is wild to me. I might even lean over there because I don't think these teams are good. There could be some defensive touchdowns, some weird special teams things. Kamir DK of the Tennessee Titans leads the league in all-purpose yards. He's been great on special teams and on offense, so I think I like the over 33.5.
Okay, I like the over 33.5, too, and I like Cleveland here, minus 3.5. I think this is a pretty easy one. Most of the money's on it. It could be one of those massive upsets that everyone looks at and goes, how the hell did that happen? But, you know, Shador, I think, can have a decent game against that Tennessee defense, and the Cleveland defense is going to just totally ruin Cam Ward's life today.
Next up, we have my beautiful, beautiful Jaden Daniels returning against the Vikings. Commanders at Vikings. Shime, who you got?
Yeah, I'll take the Commanders all day in this one. Any opportunity I get to bet against the Minnesota offense is a good day for me. I also like Jaden Daniels to score a touchdown today at plus 250.
That's a nice one. Yeah, for sure. McCarthy or that Brosmer kid, whoever it is that ends up getting in the game, if McCarthy goes in and stinks, which I think he probably will, you may see Brosmer here. Washington is not very good, but I think that Minnesota is just a complete mess. And if they're only getting 1 point, I think you could even tease that up. I think you could get like, you know, 5 or 6 maybe if you want to start exploring that type of stuff here. I think this is going to be an easy Washington win. I think they could blow them out.
Arcan, let's go down south. You got the Saints at the Bucks.
Saints and Bucks, okay. It's a big number in the sense that it's over a touchdown, but not big enough for the two teams here. I think the Saints are just completely mailing it in at this point, and the Buccaneers, whether you get 7.5 or even 8.5, I could see this being a 2-touchdown win. I think division game or not, the Bucs aren't going to slip up against this team, I don't think.
Yeah, I will. I'm not really interested in betting this game all that much, but if I'm going to do it, I'm going to bet on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The better bet to me, though, is Bucky Irving to score a touchdown. The Tampa Bay should win. They need to score. He scored in his return last week. I think he'll do it again this week. Bucky Irving to score a touchdown is plus 100.
Shime, we're still in the 1 o'clock window. You got Seahawks at Falcons.
Yeah, I'll lay the 7 with the Seahawks. This was my one game line that I really liked on TikTok this week. I think that this Seattle defense might be the best in football, and that's including Denver and Houston. I just think the Seattle defense can fly. They create turnovers. I love them. I will lay the 7 against Kirk freaking Cousins.
I was thinking about teams in the NFC, like if the Patriots make it to the Super Bowl, who would I be most scared of? It might be the Seahawks. Yeah, like they might be the team I'm most scared of.
Again, it's weird. All these teams with amazing defenses, their quarterbacks are very untrustworthy. But Darnold has shown at times this year he can beat you.
Yeah, and Smith and Jigba is like the best player in the league. He's right up there, and that defense is ridiculous. I like Seattle here too. They've been great against the spread this year. Really, awesome. I mean, like you bet on them, you usually win. So I'll stick with them.
Let's go to another AFC showdown. Of course, this is the Steelers at the Ravens. Arkand.
Okay, Steelers-Ravens, very, very important game, certainly in that division for playoff seeding for everything here. Pittsburgh going into this, either getting 5.5 or 4.5, depending on which book you're looking at, and I like Pittsburgh, I do. I don't think that Baltimore really has too much of a leg to stand on if you're giving them more than a field goal. Like, if it was 3 or 2.5, I might look at Baltimore here, but any more than that, I think I like Pittsburgh. I know that they got smoked by Buffalo, and Baltimore just got smoked by Cincinnati. So I don't know. I think Pittsburgh on the road, division game, these teams in the north always beat the hell out of each other, and I think that's bad news for the Ravens.
I will not bet a side in this game. I don't trust either team. However, there is a bet I absolutely love in this game. Under 28.5 rushing yards for Lamar Jackson. He hasn't looked healthy. He hasn't hit this number in quite a few weeks. I love the under. I've been betting the Lamar unders now. I think it's like 3 or 4 weeks straight. It's hit every time. Under 28.5 on Lamar Jackson rushing yards.
Let's get a division game in here. Dolphins at Jets. I'll start with you, Shem.
Yeah, I love this game. I'll take the Dolphins. I'll lay the 2.5. I don't care that it's a little chilly in New York. I think the Dolphins are kind of hot right now. They've won, I want to say, 4 out of their last 5. They've looked much better on offense, even without Tyreek Hill. Jalen Waddle's been good. Devon Achane is one of the underrated stories in football this year. Give me the Miami Dolphins laying 2.5.
Yeah, I'm with you here. I am a little put off by the steam. It's 60% of the bets, only 53% of the money on the Dolphins with 2.5, which is not a very big number. But I'm with you. The Jets don't really do much for me, and the Dolphins have played better lately.
Okay, we're running out of time here at the end of the show, so I'm just going to throw in a couple of ones that I think are a little more intriguing. Let's go to Texans-Chiefs Sunday Night Football, Arkan.
Sunday Night Football, Texans and the Chiefs. I am going to go with the Texans to cover the 3.5 or the 4. If it was less than that, just a field goal, I might think differently. But I think Houston could also win this game outright. I don't think that's out of the question.
I'm so with you. I take the Texans plus 3.5. Love the hook there. I also like the under in this game. Under, under, under.
I think that's just about all the time we have.
Okay, there it is. Those are our picks for the week. Had a fun time today, guys.
Great show, guys.
Good show.
Well
No Kern. We didn't need any of that
Jeopardy
stuff.
Champion.
All we need is us. All we got is us. All we need, whatever Steph Diggs says right before the game.
Undefeated on Jeopardy programs on this very station. So
very good.
3-0.
Thomas, great job as always. Enjoy the football, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. I won't, but everybody else will. Next Sunday, 10 o'clock, right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.